You're with SBS Radio.
Yes, Nitza, it was a very exciting year, and of course I wish all your listeners a Shana Tova.
And can you please recapture the year? I mean, we'll go maybe start in September, October. It was all about same-sex marriages. What was the attitude of the Jewish community then?
Yes, sir, in that time, both the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and just a couple of weeks later, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, both overwhelmingly passed resolutions supporting the yes vote and same-sex marriage. And of course, then history was made when it became legal. So I guess you could say the community representatives, at least, were fully supportive of it.
And in October, November, that was very exciting because the Australian, our Prime Minister, went for a special visit to Israel.
Yes, and he didn't go alone. There were 3,000 Australians who came along with him. There was international guests from all over the world, and of course, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. There was a reenactment of the famous charge by the Light Horse Brigade, which was pivotal in winning that Sinai Peninsula campaign and led to the defeat of the Turks.
And November was another interesting month, talking about the Balfour Declaration.
That's right. So Australian Jews reflected on the 70th anniversary of the 1947 UN Partition Plan resolution that created the framework, of course, for Israel and for an Arab state in British-mandated Palestine. In Australian Parliament House, there was an event addressed by Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, and also a group of 50 Australians gathered in Tel Aviv's Independence Hall, the room where David Ben-Gurion declared the establishment of the State of Israel.
Yes, in November, December, we got a new ambassador, the new Israeli ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer.
Yeah, that's right. He started at that time and he hit the ground running within days of his arrival. He presented his diplomatic credentials to Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove, and he addressed the Executive Council of Australian Jewry's conference.
December was the big month as well.
That's right. That's when Israelis celebrated, but the Arab world seethed after US President Donald Trump made good on his campaign promise by announcing the US embassy would move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a shift that recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
And going into 2018, what were the milestones?
Well, in March, the results of last year's Gen 17 survey, which was the largest survey of Australian Jewry ever conducted, the results came out and they showed that the community is as strong as ever, with 86% of people wanting to raise their children Jewish, but only 27% of the 8,500 respondents said believing in God was very important to them, to their Jewish identity. A mixed, interesting survey results there. There's a lot of things and that can all be found online.
It just shows you that being Jewish doesn't mean that you have to be a practicing Jew. It's part of you.
Yeah,
you were born Jewish.
It could be cultural, it could be heritage.
Exactly.
All those things.
Exactly. So that's really interesting. And April was a very big month.
Yes, it was Israel's 70th birthday. 70 years of independence, and that was celebrated, of course, in Melbourne and Sydney and in Jewish communities around Australia. And in Israel, there was a massive, massive celebration that lasted days. People had barbecues, waved blue and white flags, and of course, there was fireworks in the sky, and just a wonderful atmosphere it must have been for anyone lucky enough to be in Israel at the time.
And June?
Yeah, in June, communal leaders in Sydney hailed the state government, the New South Wales government, for finally taking action on incitement legislation. Under the new tougher laws, individuals who incite or threaten violence against minorities face jail terms. And of course, this culminated in probably more than 7 or 8 years of campaigning by the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, CEO Vic Al-Hadef, who worked with members of 17 different community and cultural and religious groups in the state to get this done.
Well, it is a very big achievement to Vic Al-Hadef and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And July marked the departure of MP Michael Danby from politics.
Yes, and Michael Danby, for all the Melbourne listeners, would know that his career as an MP, a Labor MP, lasted for an extraordinary 20 years. That's a, you know, they say a week is a long time in politics. Well, two decades is a very long time in politics. So he was fondly farewelled for all he's done for the community, for Victoria, and for Australia.
And just Erev Rosh Hashanah, before the end of 5778, before we hit 5779, we've got a new government and a new deputy prime minister.
Yes, there's Josh Frydenberg, for the first time a Jewish MP, is got the highest ranked position for Australian Jewry in Australian parliamentary history since 1901, with Josh Frydenberg being elevated and elected to the role of Deputy Liberal Party Leader and also Treasurer of Australia.
Thank you so much, Shane. And I must tell our listeners that if they want to find all the highlights of the year and much more recipes and stories for Rosh Hashanah, there is an incredible magazine in the Australian Jewish News this week, a supplement especially for Rosh Hashanah. Congratulations for such a beautiful supplement. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shana Tova and Gmar Chatima Tova.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.